The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. This sounds scary to me anyway. A plane making an emergency landing at Heathrow and laser light. Adam.
Yes, it was a Virgin Atlantic flight. It was taking off from Heathrow here last night and heading for New York. And hadn't got very far because essentially just after takeoff, someone used one of these laser light pointers and got it right in the eyes of the co-pilot, and he was temporarily blinded, and as the pilot put it, he was in a bad way, so they basically turned around and landed again. So police say they're trying to find the source of the beam, though frankly, 24 hours later, or very nearly, you kind of wonder what on earth leads they could possibly have.
Absolutely.
But we've had 9,000 laser incidents around UK airports in the last 6 years. That's 9,000 warning shots to a potential catastrophe. It really could be that bad. So you can imagine there's lots of pilots' unions and others saying, let's crack down.
And rightly so. Language.
Yeah, this is from a professor of the Bilingual Matters Centre in Edinburgh, Professor Anatole Sorace, who says, well, two working premises. Number one, learning a second or third language can improve focus and understanding in the young and slow mental decline in the old. But number two, make that language something minority, even exotic, and you're also saving global culture. Any number of languages, she says, are endangered, from Scottish Gaelic to Cornish to Sardinian to Tuvan in Russia or Seri in Mexico. And there's this amazing stat. There are 7,000 languages spoken on Earth, or at least there were, because one language dies out every 2 weeks. So once we've got the hang of English, Alan, I think we know what to do.
That's right. Yeah, we know one. There's 6,999 that we don't know. Well done, Adam Gilchrist in London.